十三章。
Brothers and sisters, may you please turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章，我们从第一节读到十七节。
John chapter 13, we'll be reading from verses 1 through 17.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。
During supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God,
就离席站起来说了，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰。
Got up from supper and laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself.
随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
哀悼西门彼得对他说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？
So he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet?
耶稣回答说，我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。
Jesus answered and said to him,What I do, you do not realize now, but you will understand hereafter.
彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。西门彼得说，主啊，你不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。
Peter said to him, Never shall you wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, then wash not only my feet, but also my hands and my head.
耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。
Jesus said to him, He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you.
耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。
For he knew the one who was betraying him. For this reason he said, Not all of you are clean.
耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说：“我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？明白吗？”
So when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you?"
你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。
You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am.
我是你们的主，你们。的夫子尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当如此，也当彼此洗脚。
If I then, the Lord and the teacher, wash your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
For I gave you an example that you also should do as I did to you.
我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。
Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him.
你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them.
请我们再翻到腓立比书第二章。
May we please also turn to Philippians chapter 2.
从第五节读到第八节。
We'll read from verses 5 through 8.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
反倒虚己，起了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
But emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
我们先就读到这，请我们低头有人祷告。
Conclude our scripture reading for now. Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你在你复活早晨，你召集你的儿女一同聚在你跟前。
Lord, we thank you that on this resurrection morning, you gather your children before you.
每次一同聚在跟前的时候，我们就想到我们在你面前所蒙受恩典是何等的大。
Every time we gather before you, realize what amazing grace we have received.
你不仅叫我们脱离罪脱离死亡今天把我们摆在何等尊贵地位上能够称天上神为阿爸父
Not only have you removed us from sin and death but you also placed us in such a position that we can call our God Abba Father
能够成为神的儿女也把我们摆在你的家中一同来服侍一同来敬拜我们主我们的神
That we can be children of God and come here together to serve Him to worship Him
因此当我们来到面前的时候我们求主仍然继续借着你的话而来带领我们
So as we gather before you, Lord, may you use your word to lead us.
那我们常常因着你话，知道如何生活在你面前，知道如何在神的家中，如何和神的儿女们一同生活聚集。
That through your word we may know how to live and how to dwell together in the house of God.
好叫你在我们身上得到你的喜悦。
That you may that on our lives that it may be pleasing to you.
当我们一同仰望等候的时候，我们呢需要主来保守遮蔽我们。
May you protect us and shelter us.
因为每一个凭着自己都靠耶稣基督和他定所定的十字架。
And let us not rely on ourselves, but rely on the Lord and the cross.
都是因着你的血，让我们能够来到面前来亲近你。
Because it is because of your blood that we can gather before you.
当我们一同仰望的时候，你悦纳我们祷告。
And may as we look upon you, may you watch over our prayers.
我们今天祷告都靠主耶稣基督名求。
We pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.早晨的约翰和弟兄姊妹继续来看约翰福音
So on this morning we will continue to look at the Gospel of John
我们上次讲到约翰福音十二章是主耶稣在逾越节之前在伯大尼所发生的事情
So in chapter 12 we read about what happened during the Passover, before the Passover in Bethany
十二章来告诉我们说在逾越节之前六日呢耶稣来到伯大尼这个地方
So we read in chapter 12 that 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany.
这个地方乃是拉撒从死里复活之处。
And this is where Lazarus was raised up from the dead.
在那里有人为耶稣预备宴席。
And there they prepared, the people prepared Jesus' feast.
在那里我们看见有马大在那里伺候。
And we saw that Martha was serving there.
在那里记载说拉撒路也和耶稣一同在那坐席。
And we also saw that Lazarus was there reclining at the table with them.
那我们又看见玛利亚在那里把极贵的真拿达香膏膏在主耶稣的身上。
And we also saw how Mary took the pound of costly perfume and pure nard.
用她头发在擦，然后整个屋子就满了香气。
And used her hair to anoint Jesus, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
我们提到伯大尼，这个是主非常喜欢来到这个地方。
And we know that Bethany is a place that the Lord really loved coming to.
伯大尼它名字的意思呢是无花果树之家。
And we know that the meaning of the word Bethany is this house of the figs.
无花果树乃是代表以色列百姓神的儿女。
And this fig represents the Israelites, the children.
所以在伯大尼这里所发生的这件事情可以说预表或说象征着新约教会神的儿女们
So we can say what happened at Bethany represents what will happen to the church
所以我们在这里看见好像一个教会的影子在那里借着这一幅美丽的图画把它说明出来
And we can see, So we can see that this image of the church is represented through this illustration
说到今天教会应该有怎样的表现应该怎样的一个生活
To show what type of lives the church should live and what type of life they should have.
为什么在这里能够有看见一幅非常美丽的图画呢
Why can we see such a beautiful illustration here?
因为是发生在伯大尼这个地方
Because it happened in Bethany.
伯大尼乃是拉撒路从死里复活的一个地方
Bethany was where Lazarus was raised from the dead.
所以说因着他们是站在这个复活生命的这个根基上所以才用显出这幅美丽的图画来
So this occurred on this foundation of this resurrection which is why this is such a beautiful illustration
他们在那里我们在那里看见有人在那里为耶稣摆设宴席
We saw how the people prepared a feast for Jesus
这是一个无花果树之家在这里有无花果能够满足主的需要
because this is the household of the figs, and this fig can satisfy the Lord's needs.
在这里有无花果, 能够让主享受, 能够满足,
and this can be to a satisfaction of the Lord.
哇,神的家也是应该是这样子。
So God's house should be this way too.
神乐意来到伯大尼, 来到神的家。
Because the Lord was willing to go to Bethany to his house.
但是他在这里,
and he wanted the people there to prepare a feast for him.
我们说到我们还没有信主之前是,
and before we were saved, the Lord prepared a feast for us. He prepared this feast of this gospel for us.
呼召我们来到这个宴席里面，我们在那里可以享受宴席里面的丰富。
To call us to join this feast and enjoy this feast.
我们可以享受在福音里面所带给我们属天的福气。
And so we can say that this gospel has brought us these heavenly blessings.
但是当我们得救以后，
But after we have been saved,
神的儿女们也应该为主耶稣摆设宴席。
Children of God should prepare a feast for the Lord.
主耶稣住在教会当中，他在这里也有享受，也有满足。
So that the Lord can also enjoy and enjoy this feast. And from our preparation that he can eat of this life that we have. So this is the condition that Bethany exhibited. And we also saw Martha serving.
我们说到马大在路加福音记载，当主耶稣来到他家中的时候。
We saw in Luke when the Lord came to Martha's household. She was worried and bothered about many things. So she did not have peace in her heart. She was worried. But here we see that Martha is serving. We see that in her service that she has this peace. Because she is serving at the side of the Lord. Because she lives in Bethany, this place of this resurrection. She serves in this complete peace. So after we have been saved, we need to serve. But we need to serve with this heart of peace within us.
这个做仆人,
because as a servant, we need to stand upright before the Lord. And we wait upon the Lord's command. So we see that Martha's service was different
now.
He was not worried and bothered about so many things.
因为他是活在这个生命的里面,
because now she lives in this life.
然后我们又看见这个从死里复活拉撒路和耶稣一同坐在那里。
And we also see Lazarus, who is resurrected, reclining at the table with the Lord.
拉撒路一句话都没有说。
And Lazarus does not say a single thing.
但是因着犹太人来到那里看见了拉撒路。
But because the Jews came and saw Lazarus,
圣经告诉我们说，他们就因着拉撒路缘故回去就信了耶稣。
And because of Lazarus, they went back and believed. Because Lazarus did not use speech to testify of Christ. But rather, he exhibited this resurrection life within him. So that others can see that this man is different. This man, before he believed in the Lord, his condition was very different. He has changed. Because the resurrection life has performed its work within him. And so when people see him, because of him, they went back and believed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天也实在需要求主怜悯我们。
So brothers and sisters, we need to ask God for forgiveness.
主在我们身上的生命，在我们身上是不是都真实的显明出来？
To be merciful for us, that we may also exhibit this life within us.
不一定说许多话。
That we don't need to say many things.
但是人看见我们的时候，
But when people see us,
人就看见我们知道我们是信耶稣的人。
They may see that we are people who believe in the Lord.
就知道信耶稣的人是何等不一样。
And they may say that those who believe in the Lord are so different.
因为耶稣的生命，基督的生命从他们身上显明出来。
Because the life of Christ has been exhibited from within us.
也叫着他们的见证，他们愿意来到主的面前。
And because of this testimony, they are willing to come before the Lord.
所以我们看见在那里有玛利亚的奉献。
And then we also see Mary's service here, sacrifice here.
主耶稣说他所做的是一件美事。
because we see that Jesus regards what Mary has done as a good thing.
为什么玛利亚在那乐意把一罐极其贵重的圣拿达香膏献给主呢?
Why was Mary so willing to offer up this pound of very costly perfume of pure nard?
她是为他安葬所预备的。
Because it is for his, she prepared it for his burial.
因为知道主耶稣他马上上十字架为他死。
Because she knows that the Lord will go up on a cross to die.
因着耶稣基督十字架爱，他愿意把他最贵重的值30两银子的膏油膏在主耶稣的身上。
And because of this death on a cross, she's willing to bring out this costly perfume and offer it up.
主耶稣说，在普天下，无论在什么地方传这福音的说，要述他所行的、所做的，作为纪念。
So that's why the Lord says that wherever the gospel spread, that what Mary has done will be remembered.
为什么传福音的时候也要述说玛利亚所做的事情作为纪念呢?
Why do we remember Mary's actions when we spread the gospel?
用什么是福音?
What is the gospel?
我们知道福音就是讲到主耶稣基督为罪人死。
We know that the gospel is the Lord dying for sinners.
所以说在十字架上完成神救赎的工作。
He accomplished a salvation work on the cross.
把我们这些原来毫无指望的人从死亡、从罪恶里面、从世界里面拯救、释放出来。
So that we who were without hope may be rescued out of sin and death.
让我得到那永远的生命，主耶稣基督的生命。
That we would receive this eternal life, this life of Christ.
这是福音主要内容。
This is the core content of the gospel.
但是福音一方面也看，让我们看见。
Well, we also see through the gospel
主耶稣之所以为我们死拯救我们,
that the Lord, though He died for us, that He paid a heavy price with His life for us, and it needs to be returned to Him.
这也是福音所带来的一个果效,
so this is also the fruit of the gospel.
这也是传福音的说也需要让你看见这个事实。
This is also a truth that must be realized.
所有蒙恩的儿女不仅因信主耶稣基督被神称义得到生命,
so not only do the children receive this life and become righteous through faith,
也看见福音就是要把我们这些人带回来归给神，奉献给他。
But also we see that these our lives need to be offered back unto the Lord.
所以现在借着玛利亚的奉献，就把这个福音的内容更清楚的把它完全表明出来。
So through Mary's offering, we see more clearly what the gospel is.
所以才主耶稣说，这他所做是一件美事。
So that's why what Mary did is a very good thing.
当人在传扬福音的时候，不仅告诉人主耶稣为罪人死。
So when we spread the gospel, it's not just that the Lord died for sinners.
主耶稣不仅把那他生命神生命赐给我们。
It's not only that He has given us this new life.
他借此要把我们这些人买赎回来，要归给他。
But also that He has purchased us so that we may return to Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们蒙恩得救以后，
So brothers and sisters, after we have been saved by faith, after we have experienced this miraculous salvation,
一方面看见原来主是用重价买赎了我们，要把自己奉献给他。
We see that we have been redeemed at a great price and need to be returned to Him.
这就是玛利亚当时所做的。
This is what Mary has done.
这是一个美事。
This is a good thing.
这是一个good。
This is good.
在主眼中心中是一件美好的事。
This is a very good thing in the sight of the Lord.
只有美才能被主耶稣所悦纳所称许。
And because this is good, it can be received by the Lord.
感谢主玛利亚做了。
So we thank the Lord that this is what Mary has done.
也是每一个蒙恩儿女所应该做的。
And this is what all those who have been saved by grace should do.
这是教会神儿女们所该做的，把自己奉献给主。
And this is what the church should do to offer herself unto the Lord.
到第13章。
So on to chapter 13.
同样说到是在逾越节之前，所发生的事情。
This is something that happened before the feast of the Passover.
这是主耶稣上十字架之前在地上所做的最后一件事情。
And this action is the Lord's last action while He was on earth.
就是洗门徒的脚。
It is to wash the disciples' feet.
洗门徒这件事情呢，
I think washing the disciples' feet, this act,
可以说主耶稣在他地上，在上十字架之前，在地上所做这件事情，乃是把他在地上所做的每一件事情，在这里借这件事情做一个总结。
This act of washing the disciples' feet is a summary of all that He has done on earth. Because the Lord has done many things on earth. But the last thing is to wash His disciples' feet. So this act is to summarize all the things that He has done while He was on earth. And what is the summary?
他后面就告诉我们, 那是要叫这些门徒们给他做一个榜样,
that it is to be an example on, as to what the disciples should do.
并且他们照着主所做的去做,
and that they also do as He did to them.
主说你们若是照着我所做去做,
it says, if you know these things, you are blessed if you do them.
因为13章, 在这里让我们看见主为什么做这件事情呢?
Because in chapter 13 we see the reason why the Lord does this.
在第十二章末了的时候，那里也告诉我们说，当主耶稣在那里，对当时犹太人说，光在你们中间行走的时候，趁着有光的时候，你们要去信从这个光。
Because we see in chapter 12 that Jesus says, while the light is among you, walk and believe in the light, so that you may become sons of light. And after He said these things, Jesus went away and hid Himself from them. Because though He had performed many signs before them, yet they were not believing
Him.
So after He had said these things about the light, He hid Himself. So this light was hidden. And after this light is hidden, man is left in darkness. And in darkness, we see God's judgment come upon man. This is the condition of the Israelites. Because as He was with, amongst them, the Lord was light.
他们看见光在这里的时候，你们要来跟从这个光，好叫你们成为光明之子。
So that while you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light.
不要让你们落到黑暗里面。
Do not be left in darkness.
但很可惜，他们不相信。
But very pitifully, they did not believe.
所以这个光就隐藏起来了。
So this light hid Himself. And after this light is hidden, darkness comes.
感谢神,
so we thank God.
主要是说趁着有光,要信从这个光,来跟从这个光。
That while you have the light, believe in the light and follow this light.
以赛亚55章在那有句话说,趁着耶和华可寻找的时候,来寻找他。
Isaiah 55, it says, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. The Lord is always there calling upon us to follow Him. The Lord gives us so many chances, He does not forsake us so easily. So after He said these things, the Lord hides Himself.
但是到十章四十节，那又说，耶稣大声说：“信我的人不是信我，乃是信那差我来的。”
And in chapter 12, verse 44, Jesus cried out and said, "He who believes in me does not believe in me, but in Him who sent me."
他人看见我，就是看见那差我来，我到世上来，乃是叫光，凡信我的，不住在黑暗里。
He who sees me sees the one who sent me. I have come as light into the world. So that everyone who believes me will not remain in darkness. He goes and hides Himself. But then we see that He cries out openly. So it's as if the Lord is unwilling to leave these people to forsake them. And this is the last cry that the Lord makes out. That the people may seek and find this light. And in chapter 13 onwards, we see that He has hidden Himself.
以色列百姓群众当中说话做工了。
He does not perform works and speak amongst the Israelites.
他只在门徒当中说话。
But rather, He just speaks to His disciples.
所以从13章到17章就是主耶稣在 门徒当中所说的话。
So from chapters 13 to 17, just records what Jesus says to his own disciples.
直到第八章，我们看到他被捉拿受审钉十字架。
Until we see in chapter 18 that he is arrested and crucified.
所以当主耶稣离开群众，只在门徒当中说话的时候，所做头一件事情就是为门徒洗脚。
So we see that.In his final moments with his own disciples, that the thing he does is to wash his disciples' feet.
所以三章一开头告诉我们说，主耶稣他知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
Because in verse 1, it says that Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father.
第三节说，耶稣知道父已将万有交到他的手中，且知道自己是从神出来，又要归到神那里。
Verse 3, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God.
三次讲到知道知道。
Here he says he knows, he knows.
主耶稣知道他离世归父的时候到了。
He knows that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father.
从第一次他在迦南那个娶亲宴席里面所行的头一个神迹。
From the very first miracle at the wedding in Cana.
当他们酒用尽的时候，好像耶稣母亲在那里盼望主能够做一些事情。
After they ran out of wine, Jesus' mother asked him to perform some works.
主耶稣说，我的时候还没有到。
But Jesus said that my hour has not yet come.
我的时候还没有到。
My hour has not yet come.
到第七章，在那里，当许多犹太人上耶路撒冷要去过节的时候。
And in chapter 7, when some of his people were going up to celebrate the feast.
他弟兄说，你要显扬自己，这是一个好的时候，你就应该上去。
His disciples
可以把你自己显明出来。
His disciples said, "This is an opportune moment to exemplify yourself."
主耶稣也站着说，我的时候还没有到。
But Jesus also said to him that my time is not yet here.
在第七章那也记得说，那些犹太人他们想要捉拿耶稣，只是没有人下手。
And it also records that the Jews wanted to go and capture Jesus.
因为他的时候还没有到。
But it did not happen because his hour had not yet come.
所以在这个之前，一再告诉我们说，他的时候还没有到，他的时候还没有到。
So we see time and time again that his hour had not yet come.
但是在这里。告诉我们说，耶稣知道他离世的时候到了。
But here we see that Jesus knows that his hour had come.
他知道他离世的时候到了。
He knows that his hour to depart out of the world has come.
所以我们看见主耶稣在大地上生活行事的时候，他不是凭着自己在做事。
So we see that the Lord, while he lived on earth, he did not live according to his own will.
他所说所做都是按着父的旨意，都按着神的时候在那做事。
Everything he did was according to the will of his Father.
每一件事情发生在主耶稣身上，也是都按着父的安排定规。
Everything that happened to the Lord was out of his Father's arrangement.
都有神的时候，都有父的时候。
That there is God's timing, his Father's timing.
但是这个时候，主耶稣他知道他的时候到了。
But now this hour had come where Jesus knew.
他离世归父的时候，他上十字架的时候到了。
That the hour had come for him to depart out of this world to the Father, to be nailed to the cross.
就在第后面，十四章，第十二章前面中间十二章那里告诉我们，人子得荣耀时候到了。
So in the middle of chapter 12, we see that the time of for the Son of Man to be glorified has come.
因为这个一粒麦子要落在地里，它就可以结出许多子粒来。
Because the seed is to fall into the soil so it could bear much fruit.
所以我们看主耶稣他在地上的时候，他是不是凭着自己，他是靠着里面那个生命活在地上。
So we see that the Lord did not live according to his own volition, but of this Father's life within him.
因此他行在这个生，是活在这个生命里面，所以他知道什么时候该做，什么时候不该做。
And because he lived in his life, he knew when it was time to do something and when it was time not to do
something. 因为他是活在和父的生命的交通里面。
Because he lived in his fellowship with the Father.
所以他知道什么时候还没有到，什么时候已经到了。
So he knows what time has come and what time hasn't.
正如使徒保罗。
Just like the Apostle Paul.
这是一个在基督里面的一个人。
This is someone who is in Christ.
到有一天。
And one day.
他在说我被浇奠离世的时候到了。
He says that it has time to be, come to be poured out as a drink offering.
因为他是活在灵的里面，他是活在生命里面。
Because he lived in his life, he lived in the Spirit.
他是活在这个生命的感觉里面，所以他知道他时候到了。
And because he lived in this life, he knew when his time had come.
所以他是行在神的旨意当中。
So he lived under God's timing.
我们说到约翰福音，这是一本生命的福音书。
We know that the Gospel of John is a gospel of life.
生命在这卷书里面是一个很重要的一个主题。
And the subject of life is a very important topic in the gospel.
生命,
life, life. We thank God that now this life has already come to us.
所以同样今天我们生活,
so the way we live should also reflect this life. We should live in this fellowship with this life.
所以弟兄们,
so as we live in this life, we have constant fellowship with the Lord.
虽然我们在地上生活行事的时候,
and as we perform acts, we will know when it is time. We will not rely on our own feelings or what we see. But we rely heavily on this life of Christ. And as we live in this life, naturally we will live under the will of God. We'll live according to the leading of the Spirit. Because Jesus knew that his time had come to leave the earth.
在这里他就告诉我们说, 他爱世上, 世间属自己的人就爱他们到底。
And it also says that having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
感谢主, 他知道他很快要离开门徒, 离开世间属他自己的人。
Thank the Lord that our Lord Jesus knew that it was his time to leave those who
were his own. 相信他的人, 跟随他的人, 乃是属他的, 是他所爱的。
And though that these people who believed in him and followed him, he called them his own and he loved them.
并且是爱他们到底,
and he loved them to the end.
在前面第六章也告诉我们说, 主耶稣说, 凡父所, 凡人父所赐给我的人, 必到我这里来, 总不丢弃。
Earlier in chapter 6, he says, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will certainly not cast out.
但是父赐给他, 来到他面前的, 他一个都不丢弃, 爱他们, 要爱他们到底。
That he will not cast out anyone who comes to him, that he will love them and love them to the end.
爱他们到底, 这是因着这是一个永远爱，是一个不改变的爱。
And he will love them to the end. This is the everlasting love. This is the unchanging love.
因为神的爱是一个永远的爱。
Because God's love is eternal.
因为神是一个永远的。
Because God himself is eternal.
所以他的爱也是一个永远的。
So his love is eternal.
是一个不改变的。
It is unchanging.
这个爱不仅是时间是永远的。
It's not just time in its foreverness.
这个爱是个程度上的一个爱,
but also in its magnitude.
这是无限的, 是无法测透的一个爱,
this is a limitless love.
所以使徒保罗告诉我们说, 基督爱, 乃是一个长阔高深的爱,
so that's why Paul describes Jesus' love as length, breadth, height, and depth.
这就是一个到底的爱,
this is a forever love.
这是无止境的爱,
this is an immeasurable love.
因为这是无法测透的爱,
because it cannot be measured at all.
感谢神,
so we thank God that this is the type of love that the Lord loved his people with. On Friday, when the brother was sharing, we heard that that God loved his people with an everlasting love.
神的百姓会失败,会软弱,会受到一些管教,
even though they may stumble and fall and they may need to be instructed and rebuked.
但他爱他们是爱到底的爱,
but he loved them to the end.
因为他是用永远的爱爱他们，是永远不离弃他们的爱。
Because he loved them with an everlasting love, with an unfailing.
感谢神，今天主耶稣对我们爱就是这样的爱。
So we thank God that today the Lord loves us with such a love.
所以难道难怪保罗在罗马书第八章那里告诉我们。
So it is unsurprising then in Paul in Romans chapter 8. He says, who will separate us from the love of Christ?
难道是患难是困苦?
Well, tribulation,
是逼迫,
是饥饿, well, distress, persecution, or famine,
是刺身, 是危险, 是刀剑吗?
Or nakedness, or peril, or sword.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord that none of these things can separate
都奉教我们以基督的爱隔绝,
us. Nothing, none of these things can separate us from the love of Christ. Because this love is in Christ. And so this love is in Him. We know that this love is a love that loves to the end. Because we were purchased and redeemed with a great price. When we encounter difficulties or trials, sometimes we doubt God's love. Does God still love me? If the Lord still loves me, why would I encounter such things? But we thank the Lord that we can encounter such things because of His love.
万事互相效力, 要叫我们这爱神的人能够得到益处。
So we encounter all these things so we can experience His love through it all. That we can be molded into the image of the Son. So that Christ may be exemplified.
这是一个爱,
this is love.
这是人无法测透的爱,
this is the love that a man
这样的爱需要用信心去相信去接受,
this is the love that we need to accept with faith.
所以主在这里要离世之前, 他在这里告诉我们说, 他是爱他们爱到底。
So here it says that the Lord loved His own and He loved them to the end.
底下他继续说耶稣知道父已将万有交在他的手里。
And later it says, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands.
感谢神, 神已经将万有交在他的手里。
Thank God that all things have been given into Jesus' hands.
因为希伯来书很清楚告诉我们说神立他儿子要承受万有。
Because in Hebrews we read that God had appointed Jesus the heir of all things.
他知道他现在要离世,他要归到父那里。
Because Jesus knows that He is time for it to depart and return back to God.
他回到神的那里, 回到荣耀那里。
To return to His Father, to glory.
因着他这样知道,他才在那里为门徒洗脚。
And because He had known this, that is why He washes His disciples' feet.
这是主在地上最后所做一件事情。
This is the last act of Jesus on earth.
把他从前所做每一件事情归结在这件事情上。
That all these things may be summarized in this act.
然后说借这为门徒洗脚这件事情,把主耶稣基督来到地上他所经过的道,把他表明出来。
That this act of washing feet exemplifies all that the Lord has done.
我想这一这个洗脚这个这件事情可以用腓立比书第二章刚读过那段圣经来说明。
And this act of washing disciples' feet, we can reference Philippians 2, which we've read.
说明主耶稣他一生在地上是如何过生活。
That how this is how the Lord lived while He was on earth.
他本有神的形象,却不以自己以神同等为强斗。
That although He existed in the form of God, He did not regard equality of God.
反倒虚己取得奴仆的形象。
But He emptied Himself, taking the form of a bondservant.
他谦卑自己,倒空自己。
He humbled Himself.
并且重新顺服于自己死,且死在十字架上。
And obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
所以在这个洗脚,为门徒洗脚这一幅图画里面,我们看见主耶稣他的卑微,他的顺服。
So we see Jesus' humility and obedience in the washing the feet.
所以当为门徒洗完脚以后,他才对门徒说,你们当彼此洗脚。
So after He has washed His disciples' feet, He tells them that they need to wash each other's feet. Because He Himself gave them an example.
你要照着我所做去洗。
That you also should do as I did to you.
这个去行不是照主耶稣外面所做, 在那帮人来洗脚。
And it's not
不是照着外面帮人来洗脚。
So it's not according to the outside where people wash feet.
那是没有什么意义的。
Because those examples have no meaning.
正如今天天主教教皇,
just like the Catholic Church today.
好像每人是不是在受难节还是什么节的, 还是复活节, 他就找一些人来。
So on holidays such as Easter, they find people to come.
找一些非常贫困的,然后帮他们一个一个洗脚。
They randomly pluck out strangers who may be poor and they wash their feet.
他们以为主耶稣照着我所做去请就是这样做。
They think that this is what the Lord means for them to
wash feet.
They completely don't understand why the Lord decided to wash His disciples' feet.
感谢主,不是照外面去帮人洗脚。
We thank God that it's not just this external act of washing people's feet.
那是借这个洗脚这个动作让我们看见,那背后那个属灵的意义到底是什么?
Or rather, the important thing is the spiritual meaning behind this act of washing feet.
所以我们看见主耶稣在这里,他是如何为门徒洗脚呢?
We see how the Lord washes His feet.
在这里是要借这个洗脚告诉我们,要来说明这个属灵的意义是怎么,叫我们如何照他所做去行呢?
That through this act, what is the spiritual meaning that causes Him to act such a way?
头一个, 他告诉我们说, 他就离席站起来,
that,
他离席站起来,
that after He washed His feet, He stood up.
我们记得主耶稣曾经对门徒, 对那以色列犹太人说, 我父, 我一父是言我一的。
Because we know that the Lord said previously that He and the Father are one.
他们听耶稣说这样的话的时候, 他们就要用石头打他。
And after He said these things, the Jews wanted to stone Him.
因为似乎他们好像明白这句话的意义是什么。
Because they realized what He had said.
就说他把他自己当作神。
That he equated himself with God.
所以他们就指着他说，你说了健忘的话，你是一个人，却把自己当作神。
So they accused him of blasphemy, saying that you are a man, but you equate yourself with God.
他们却不知道主耶稣说他是以父言为义，他就是神自己。
But they did not realize that Jesus was one with the Father, that he was God himself.
他是与神同等，他原来是坐在宝座上的那一位。
He's on an equal level with God. He was on a throne.
有一天，他离开天上的宝座，来到地上。
That one day he left his throne to come down to earth.
他离席站起来，他来到地上。
And he stood up from his throne and came down to earth.
这就是主耶稣头一个谦卑，他离席站起来了。
That this is his first act of humility.
并且他脱了衣服。
That he would remove his garments.
衣服是代表一个人。
Because the garments represents a person.
衣服所表显出来就代表这是一个怎样的人。
Because the garments show what type of person you are.
但是在这里好像主要是为什么脱了衣服呢？脱下衣服呢？
So why did Jesus lay aside his garments here?
我记得在马太福音十七章那里，主耶稣和三个门徒登山的时候，登到一个高山的时候。
In Matthew 17, when we see Jesus going up to the Mount of Transfiguration,
他脸面明亮如日头，
his face shone like the sun.
那底下一句话说，他衣裳洁白如光，
and his garments became as white as light.
所以我们看见这位离开天上宝座的这位主耶稣基督，
so we see this Lord Jesus who left his heavenly throne.
他放下他洁白如意的光。放下他荣耀。
He laid aside his garments, which were white as light. He laid aside his glory.
他脱下他荣耀，他倒空了自己，成为人。
He came down to earth. He left all these things and became man.
这是主耶稣的一个谦卑。
This is the humility of the Lord Jesus.
他降卑他自己。
He humbled himself.
因着他脱下衣服，他在那里成为一个，并且把拿手巾束在他腰上。
He laid aside his garments and he also girded himself with a towel.
这是一个奴仆的一个形象。
This is the example of a bondservant.
这个奴仆在那里要服侍人。
And the servant has to serve.
所以主耶稣来到地上的时候，他说人子来并不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
So he says the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve.
所以仆人是为客来到家里的客人洗脚，这是当时他们的一个习俗。
So this was a tradition at the time for the servant to wash other people's feet.
因为我们知道当时犹太人他们鞋子不像今天这种鞋子，他们都是拖鞋，那个拖鞋。
So we know that at that time, Jews they did not have the shoes that we have now. All they had were sandals.
所以他们走路的时候，都会沾到地上一些污秽、肮脏、灰尘。
So as they walk, their feet would pick up all the dirty things on the ground.
所以他们来到人家家里的时候，仆人呢，当他们进来的时候，就用水帮他们脚洗干净。
So as these Jews entered into people's houses, the first act would be the servant to wash their feet.
事实上，有人告诉我们说，当初犹太人他们吃饭的时候都是躺着、半躺着吃饭的。
So it's recorded that when the Jews ate in the old times, they ate in a reclined manner.
所以后面才告诉我们说，那个耶稣所爱的门徒，他是挨近耶稣的胸怀。
So that's why it's also recorded sometimes that disciples lie in the bosom of the Lord.
所以因着他们是靠着坐在那个床上吃饭，所以他们脚必须要洗干净才能上床，是不是
？So before they can enter and recline, they need to wash their feet first.
所以他们脚必须要洗才能吃饭。
So their feet need to be washed clean before they can partake in the food.
因为脚走路的时候沾到地上的脏了。
Because the foot picks up all the dirty things on the ground.
所以在那里仆人就把为这些客人来洗脚。
So the servant washes the feet of the guests.
所以我们看洗脚是一个非常卑微的一个工作。
So we see that this washing of feet is a very humbled act.
这是主耶稣所做的事情。
It's a lowly act, but this is what the Lord did.
他卑微到一个地步。
He humbled himself to such a point.
他亲自为门徒洗脚。
He personally washed the feet of the disciples.
约翰福音开头让我们看见主耶稣他是怎样一位主呢
？So in the beginning of John, we see what type of a Lord our God is.
约翰福音第一章一开头告诉我们说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God with God, and the Word was God.
他是那荣耀神，他是创造万有的神。
He is God who created all things.
他是生命的源头, 因为一切生命都是从他而来的,
He is the source of life. All life comes from him.
但是有一天这位, 神却道成肉身来到地上, 成为人,
But one day God became man and dwelt among men.
然后一路下来, 一路主耶稣经过地上的路程,
and he walked away on earth.
一再显出他是一个卑微的奴仆,
and throughout his walk, the Lord exemplified He was a humble servant. He lived the life of this bondservant amongst men.
So we see that
So before the Lord went up on a cross, He once again showed this act of the servant. He did something that man would regard as the lowliest work.
感谢主他最后更是把他自己的生命倾倒出来。
We thank the Lord that our Lord would pour out his life like this.
他在十字架上的时候，人在那里的羞辱他。
Because even when he was on a cross, man was ridiculing him.
但是因着他顺服了死,
because of his obedient heart.
他是甘心顺服以至于死,
he was obedient to the point of death.
他是把他生命倾倒出来。
He personally poured out his life for us.
所以我们看见在这里，不仅他离席起来，他不仅脱了衣服，拿手巾束腰。
So we see here that not only did he lay aside his garments and tie up the towel as girded his garment with the towel.
他把水倒在盆里面。
But he also poured the water into the basin.
那个水就是生命的水。And
this water is the water of life.
用这个水来洗门徒的脚。
He washed his disciples' feet with this water.
所以后面。 当主耶稣要洗彼得脚的时候，彼得拒绝。
So when the Lord was to wash Simon Peter's feet, he rejected him.
若是我不洗你的脚，你就与我无份了。
But the Lord says that if you do not let me wash your feet, you have no part with me.
那就是说，他就与主的生命没有份了。
Or is to say that he has no part in the life of Christ.
所以彼得在那里说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”
So Simon Peter says, "Lord, do you wash my feet?"
主耶稣说：“我现在所做你不明白。”
Jesus answered and said to him, "What I do now, you do not understand. Realize now."
彼得他的确不知道主为什么要洗他的脚。
And it's true that Simon Peter did not understand why the Lord wanted to wash him.
所以他说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”
So the Lord says, "You shall not wash my feet."
你是我的主，我是门徒，你当应该是门徒来帮主洗脚才对。
You are my Lord. I am your disciple. It should be me washing your feet.
现在反而主来帮门徒洗脚，这是好像不是不合理的事情。
But rather, now it's the Lord washing disciples' feet. It does not seem to make sense. So it seems that Peter might be right. How should the Lord be the one washing his disciples' feet? But he did not understand the reason why the Lord did this.
正如彼得在马太福音16章也在记载彼得的事情。
And also we see recording what Peter did in Matthew 16.
当主耶稣指示门徒说他要上耶路撒冷去受长老文士的苦,
when Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders,
并且要被杀三日复活,
and be killed and be raised up on the third day,
彼得马上说拉着主耶稣牵他说主啊万不可,
Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord.
这事必不临到你身上,
this shall never happen to you.
哇,就是的人感情来说,这样表现好像是非常对的。
From a man's emotional standpoint, it seems that this is right.
他怎么因主耶稣上耶路撒冷去受苦，并且被人钉在十字架上呢？
How should the Lord go up to Jerusalem and suffer many things and be killed on the cross?
但他实在不明白主为什么这样做的原因。
But he did not realize why the Lord needed to do these things.
主耶稣对他说：“我不洗你的脚，你就与我无份了。”
The Lord says, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
好像这句话，彼得好像稍微。 懂一点，还是说稍微好像有点脑筋，好像稍微转过来。
And after he says it, it seems that the mind of Peter takes a slight turn.
主与我无份，对彼得来说，这是一个极大的事情。
Because if I have no part with the Lord, this is a very big matter to Peter.
我跟随你就是为了与你有份啊。
I followed you so that I can take part with you.
现在你说不洗我的脚就与我无份。
But now you say, if you do not wash my feet, I have no part with you.
所以彼得说，这样不行，你不仅要洗我脚，全身都要洗。
Peter says, then wash not only my feet, but also my hands and my head.
因为如果全身洗的话, 那更与你有份是不是?
Because if you wash my whole body, that probably means I have more part with you, right?
但是主耶稣说, 洗过澡的人, 只要把脚一洗, 全身就干净了。
But the Lord says, he who has bathed needs only to wash his feet and is completely clean.
你们都是干净的。
And you are clean.
现在因为你们在地上走路的时候，脚沾染了地上污秽。
So now, even though you walk on this earth and your feet may be dirty and tainted,
现在只要把脚洗干净，全身就干净。
But if you wash your feet, your entire body is clean.
这些门徒们，他们都洗过脚的人，洗过全身的，全身都洗过澡的人。
These disciples are disciples who have bathed themselves.
我们知道，当主耶稣在十字架，被钉死的时候
，We know that the Lord, when he was, on a cross and he was nailed to his death.
罗马兵丁来到他十字架底下，就用枪扎他肋旁。
The Roman soldiers came up to him with a spear and stabbed his side.
就从主耶稣肋旁那里呢，就有血跟水流出来。
And immediately blood and water came out.
在那我们看主耶稣基督成就了神的救赎。
Here we see God, Jesus completing God's redemption work.
他死后就从他身上就流出血跟水来。
And after he has died, both blood and water poured out.
我们看见那里有血，有水。
We see there to be blood and water.
血乃是要洗净我们的罪。
Blood is to wash over our sins.
所以凡是相信主耶稣基督的人，都是因着宝血洗净。
Because all who believe in our Lord are cleansed by his blood.
洗净我们一切的罪。
All our sins are cleansed.
我们一切罪都蒙到主的赦免。
All our sins are forgiven.
我们因信称义，在神面前都是义人。
We become righteous through faith.
我们都可以来到神的面前。
We can all come before God.
这是我们在神面前一个非常宝贵的一个地位。
And this is such a good position that we have before God.
我们不再是一个罪人，我们乃是一个蒙恩的罪人，我们乃是一个神所称义的一个义人。
We are no longer sinners, but we are sinners saved by grace. We have become
righteous. 每一个相信主耶稣基督的人，他们都是洗过脚的。
All who have believed in the Lord have their feet washed.
每一个人在神面前都是圣洁无瑕疵的。
All have become holy and without blemish.
这是一个洗过澡的人。
This is someone who has bathed themselves.
这是一个相信主耶稣基督的人，他们在神面前，他们已经都洗过澡了。
Because they believed in the Lord, they've been washed by the Lord.
他们都是干净的。
And they are now clean.
所以他们可以来到神面前，来到主的面前。
So now they can come before God, before the Lord.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
主耶稣在十字架不仅有血流出来，他有水流出来。
That when the Lord was on the cross, not only did blood come out, but also water.
血是为了洗我们的罪。
Blood is to cleanse our sins.
水是要洁净我们的脚。
Water is to cleanse our feet.
要洁净我们那些不干净的部分。
To clean the areas that are unclean.
所以以弗所书第五章来告诉我们说，他是用水借道把教会洗净，成为荣耀教会。
So in Ephesians 5, we see that the Lord sanctifies the church, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word, so that it may have glory.
所以耶稣在这里不是要门徒重新再洗一次澡。
So you see here that disciples,
不用再重新洗。
They don't need to rewash their feet again.
他们只要洗脚就可以了。
They just need to wash their feet.
一洗脚，脚洗干净了，全身就干净了。
Because once the feet is washed, their whole body is clean.
我记得小时候，有时候从外面回来很累哈。
I remember when I was younger, I was very tired after coming from outside.
全身是流汗干很脏。
And I was sweaty all over and very dirty.
不想洗澡就要上床去睡觉了。
And I didn't want to take a bath. I just wanted to go onto my bed and sleep.
那我妈说，你不洗脚，总要脚洗一下吧。
And my mom said, if you don't take a bath, at least wash your feet.
好像脚洗了，那全身就干净，就可以上床睡觉了。
As if my feet was clean, I can just go onto my bed and be clean.
但这个比喻不一定很完全，但是总是说到彼得这些门徒们，他们都洗过澡的人。
Of course, Peter is like this, where his feet has been washed.
他们是经过血宝血洁净的人。
They have been cleansed by the blood.
他们都相信主耶稣基督的。
They all believe in the Lord.
所以每一个相信主耶稣基督的人，我们的主耶稣宝血的洁净，我们都全身干净了。
And because of the cleansing of blood, we have all become clean now.
但是我们知道，我们行走在地上的时候，我们脚还会沾染一些地上的污秽。
But we know that as we walk on this earth, our feet will get dirty.
因着这些污秽，我们就没办法连于生命的主，与他有份。
And because we get dirty, we no longer have a part with the Lord.
所以我想才要从我们的生活里面，我们稍微体会到，若是我们觉得里面好像不太舒服啊，是怎么样的话，我们觉得好像来到主面前好像不太容易。
Sometimes if we feel such discomfort in our lives, we feel it difficult to come before the Lord.
好像与他有点间隔。
There seems to be some separation between us.
上学回到家的时候，疲倦的时候，觉得好像与主之间好像有点距离。
After a long day of work or at school, we come home and we find ourselves that there seems to be some separation.
为什么你有这个感觉呢？
Why is this feeling within us?
我们在外面行，我们外面走路，我们沾染到地上一些污秽，那些灰尘。
Because as we walked outside in the world, our feet has picked up some dirt. So now it seems that there's a separation from us and God, and we have no part in Him. And it seems that we are unable to fellowship with Him and to receive life from Him.
所以主耶稣才这里说，我你们若不洗你的脚，你就与我无份了。
So that's why Jesus says that if I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
所以圣经也告诉我们说，我们要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能够见主。
So we see here that in the scripture that we need to pursue sanctification, without which no one will see the Lord.
一方面我们在神面前的确是圣洁，我们都洗过澡的人。
Because we are people whose feet have been washed.
我想这是个地位。
This is a position.
但是我们情形是不是圣洁呢？
But is our condition truly holy?
我们所表现出来是不是个圣洁生活呢？
Do we truly live out a holy life?
我们常常在外面接触世界上许许多东西。
We constantly interact with many things on this world.
那我们觉得里面好像不舒服，里面觉得好像暗淡。
And our spirit feels discomfort. We seem to have this darkness within us.
我们总是觉得好像与主之间好像不容易，他更多的交通能够连接这个主的生命。
And it seems to be difficult to fellowship and connect God.
弟兄姊妹，在这个时候就是需要洗脚。
Brothers and sisters, this is when you need to have your feet washed.
这个时候就需要用生命的水来洗我们的脚。
This is when you need the water of life to wash your feet.
所以我们看见旧约。 在会幕里面也把这个真理已经在那隐而已经表现出来了。
We also see this in the tabernacle in the Old Testament.
当祭司要进到会幕里面，在会幕头一个就在那里就有祭坛。
We know that before the priest enters into the tent of meeting, that there's this altar there.
他们进祭司职分的时候，他们头一个来到祭坛那里。
That as they perform their priestly duties, the first part they come to is the altar.
祭坛那里有牲畜被杀，在那里有血流出来。
And at the altar, there is blood shed.
那里他们得到血的洁净，
and they have been cleansed by the blood there.
然后他们要继续往前，要进到圣所里面的时候，
and as they go in to the Holy of Holies,
在之前有一个铜做洗濯盆在那里。
Before they do that, there is this bronze laver there.
他们必须在那里洗手洗脚。
They need to wash their hands and feet at that place.
他们已经在祭坛那里已经洁净，全身洗澡了。
Because they need to be wholly clean before they enter.
因为血在他们身上覆皮了。
Because the blood is on them.
但是他们要真正要进到圣所里面亲近神、侍奉神的时候，
but as they go into the Holy of Holies to truly serve the Lord,
他们还需要在洗濯盆那里用水来洗他们手、洗他们脚。
They need that labor with water there to cleanse their hands.
他们才能进到圣所里面侍奉神、亲近神。
Then they can enter to serve God.
感谢神。
So we thank God.
今天同样，我们今天。 在属人生活里面，在侍奉里面也是一样。
That it is the same as we serve God today.
每个神的儿女只要相信主耶稣基督，相信那宝血，能够洗净我们一切罪。
That all we need to do is believe that we can be cleansed by the blood.
我们已经得救，我们全身都洗干净了。
We have been saved. Our whole body has been made clean.
按着地位来说，我们的确可以来到神面前来侍奉他，亲近他。
And based on our new position, we can come before God.
这是神给我们一个极宝贵一个地位。
This is a great position that God has given to us. And we rely on this resurrection life of Christ to come before Him. But as we live the spiritual life, it seems that this blood is solely by itself is not enough. So do not misunderstand what I'm trying to say.
的确，一切主所做已经完全，血洁净我们一切的罪恶，我们的确是一个完全人。 圣洁无瑕疵，以弗所书也告诉我们说，我们因着圣洁无瑕疵，我们可以把主把我们带到神面前来。Of
course, the blood has already performed its work of cleansing us from all of our sins, and we can are now without blemish.
但是，就是我们今天来说，我们承认。
As we live, we must confess.
我们承认，的确，我们虽然是蒙恩得救，我们相信主耶稣基督洗净我们一切罪。
That even though we have been saved by grace and that the Lord has cleansed all of our sins,
但是常常在生活里面为什么觉得好像遗嘱好像有一些距离还是有一些间隔,
but oftentimes in life, why do we sometimes still feel a separation from God? Because our feet had gotten dirty. Because we have been tainted by many things of the world. So there seems to be the separation from God. At this point, we need to wash our feet. Because after our feet has been washed, our whole body will be clean. And we can come before the Lord and take part with Him. We can be one with Him. So after a long day at work or school, when you return home and you may feel tired and you want to approach the Lord through His Word, then you can feel that you have been one with Him. Then you can feel this connection to His life. And you can experience all the good things in Christ. Because there we have washed our feet. We have used the Word of God to wash our feet. So brothers and sisters, why do we often need to read the Word of God? Because our feet need to be washed. All this dirt and dust we accumulate on our feet to be washed away. We don't need to completely wash ourselves again. The blood has already accomplished us and given us this position. And all we need now is the water of life to wash us.
那我想更补充一点，但一方面有时候的确还需要血的洁净。
Of course, at some points we still do need the working of the blood.
因为有时候我们犯罪得罪神的时候，
because sometimes we sin and offend God.
我们那个时候不是用神的话来洁净我们。
We don't use the word of God to cleanse ourselves at that point.
是需要主的宝血在洁净我们。
At that point, we need the blood.
我们相信他宝血永远有功效。
We know that His blood has eternal power and working.
So,
John would say that if we are faithful and if we confess our sins, then He is faithful and will cleanse us. Of course, when we sin, we need the precious blood to cleanse us again. But as we live on this earth, many things, they might not be sin.
It
might be secular things, things that are unclean. For these things, we need the water of life, God's Word, to cleanse us. And after we have been washed, then we will feel comfortable. And when we have fellowship with God, then we will have part with Him. So brothers and sisters, not only do we have this position, but we also have this reality. And this reality is that we need to often wash our feet so that we can experience the abundance in Christ. So brothers and sisters, all of us, we have the cleansing of the blood. But you seem to not have much with the Lord in you. Why? Because your feet has not been
clean.
Because there's some tainting, some dirt on us. So we cannot completely be one with the Lord. So we experience less of the Lord. Not like some brothers and sisters who seem to experience much with the Lord. They are full of joy, full of peace, full of this life in Him. Because they know that they need to often wash their feet. They need to be holy and sanctified before they come before the Holy One. So we thank the Lord that this is what the Lord has done. So we see Peter that he wants to have this full part with the Lord. Even though he did not understand what the Lord meant in the beginning.
但他心实在是非常好的,
but he has a good heart.
他实在巴不得得到主全部,
that he wants all of the Lord. He wants to fully experience the Lord.
所以他说不仅要洗脚,手脚都要洗。
So he says, then wash not only my feet, but also my hands and my head.
但主耶稣说,够了,已经洗过澡了,你要洗脚就可以了。
But the Lord says he who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but he's completely clean.
主耶稣就对他们说,你们也当彼此洗脚。
And the Lord also calls the disciples to wash each other's feet.
我给你们做了榜样。
For I have given you an example.
主在这里给我们一个榜样。
The Lord has given us an example.
同一个榜样,主自己是怎样一位主。
The best example is how the Lord is Himself.
我们刚读到腓立比书第二章来告诉我们，我们的主乃是谦卑他自己。
We saw how the Lord humbled Himself in Philippians.
他乃是倒空他自己。
He became a bondservant and humbled Himself.
这是他在洗门徒脚之前，他身上所表现出来的。
This is what He exemplified before He even washed the disciples' feet.
哇,这是我们要向主所学习的一个榜样。This
is something that we need to learn from the Lord as an example.
所以我们刚刚上的诗歌说,我要像你,我要像你。So
I want to be like you, to be like thee.
我要像你的坚贞,像你的信实。To
be like your image, to be like your faithfulness.
主本性一切丰富,一切的美德,我们都要效法他。
All of these good things in you, we want to obey and follow.
特别主谦卑这件事情。
Especially this humility
of Christ. 做一个奴仆的人，他才有可能底下会帮人洗脚。Because
only someone who has humbled himself and has this mind of a servant can serve others.
若是自以为好像自己不错，自己了不起。Because
if you think yourselves to be a big deal.
所以在那个腓立比书那句话之前，保罗先说到，你们要存心谦卑。So
Philippians Paul says that you need to be humble.
你要看别人比自己强。
You need to see others as above you.
当一个人看别人比自己强，他愿谦卑自己的时候，
because once you see others as above you, then you will humble yourself before him.
他在那里看见主的榜样。
Then you will see the example of the
主原来是坐在天上宝座。
Lord.
主原来是坐在天上宝座。
The Lord is someone who is on a heavenly throne.
有一天他离开宝座来到人间。
But then he left his throne to be among men.
他放下他自己。
He laid down himself.
他卑微生活在群众当中。
He humbled himself in the midst of man.
他被打不还口，被打不还手，被骂不还口。
And he was ridiculed and shamed, but he did not return. But he lived amongst men.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们要该学的一个榜样。
Brothers and sisters, this is an example that we must learn from.
当我们从主身上学到这个，有这样学习的时候，
that as we have this learning experience,
我们才能学习彼此洗脚，这是主所做的。
Then can we learn how to wash each other's feet?
那就是实际的实行。
Then this can be a reality.
我们知道每一个人，我们都是需要洗脚的人。
All of us, we need to wash feet.
每一个人,神的恩义,我们都行走在地上,生活在这个世界。
All of our feet need to be washed as we walk on this earth.
难免会沾染到一些世界,一些东西。
Because you will encounter things of this world.
那些影响到我们来到神面前的一个情形。
And these things which influence us as we come before the Lord.
让我们与主之间有间隔的事情。
These things which create separation between us and God.
需要彼此的洗脚。
So we need to wash each other's feet.
我们怎样才彼此洗脚呢?
And how do we wash each other's feet?
让我们看见弟兄姊妹身上有一些事情，让好像与主之间有一些间隔的时候。
When we see that there seems to be some separation between others and the Lord.
我们怎么去帮助他们，扶持他们呢?
How do we help them and uphold them?
不是责备，不是定罪。
It's not to shame or to condemn.
我们是带着个谦卑的心，带一个虚心来到神的儿女弟兄姊妹面前。
But it's to bring a humbled heart before them.
我们用神的话彼此的鼓励，彼此的劝勉。
And we use the word of God to encourage and motivate each other.
让他们因着神的话，他们里面得到重新被水洗。
So that their feet may be washed by this water, this word.
我想只有神的话才能真的洗我们的脚。
Only God's word can truly wash our feet.
只有神的话才能够叫我们脱离那些污秽的事情。
Only God's word can truly remove us from all these dirty things.
所以就是我们常常把主的话摆在我们心中。
So we need to constantly have God's word in our hearts.
常常来到主的话面前来默想来读他的话。
We need to constantly meditate on His word and come before Him.
自然神的话当然就在一再洗洗洗我们。
Then this word will cleanse us over and over.
我想，我们即使外面肉身也是，当我们洗过澡、洗过脚的时候，我们全身素，是不是好像疲倦就没有了？
Just like physically, when we wash, when we take showers, and we become clean, we feel comfortable.
精神就来了。
and then we feel more energetic and alert.
同样我们在读主的话说我们好像里面就得了力量就得了鼓舞。
So it's the same when we read God's word, we are encouraged within.
因为那些肮脏那些污秽那灰尘被洗掉了呀。
Because all these dirty things, all this dust have been done away with.
我们与主之间就更亲近了。
And we have this intimacy with God.
感谢主，这是我们天天彼此要做的事情。
Thank the Lord that this is something we need to do daily.
所以主耶稣才说，你们若你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
So the Lord says that if you know these things, you are blessed if you do them.
感谢神，知道是非常重要的。
Thank God that knowing is something very important.
但是若是知道,
but if you know something, you do not do it, then the blessing will not come to you.
You need
to see why the Lord does this final act while he was on earth.
I
said earlier that this act summarizes all the things that the Lord has done
before.
All the things are encompassed in this one act.
看见主耶稣基督在我们面前所摆上的。Seeing
what the Lord has brought for us.
他在十字架上所完成救赎是怎样完全的救赎。We
see the salvation work that he has accomplished on the cross.
那我们这些愿意学习跟从他来走他道路的人。
So may we who are willing to follow him and follow his word.
然后效法他榜样。
May chase after, pursue after his example.
效法主他自己。
May imitate him. May imitate all he has done. That we would wash each other's feet. That we would experience more of Christ. That we have more part with Christ. So that all the abundance of Christ will come to us. Well, this will conclude my sharing. May our brother conclude us with a word of prayer.
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主, 我们实在感谢你的话语。
Precious Lord, we thank you for your word.
你是我们的主, 你尚且要为门徒们洗脚。
You are our Lord, and yet you washed the disciples' feet.
所以我们也应当彼此洗脚。
And so we should wash each other's feet.
虽然我们都是蒙宝血洁净的人。
And even though we are all those saved by the blood,
但是因为我们在世上行走生活工作,
but because we walk on the earth,
难免会沾染了世俗,
we may get ourselves dirty.
所以我们需要, 常常借着主的话来洗脚。
And so we need to often wash our feet by reading the word.
那我们, 洗脚之后, 全身就干净了。
So that after we wash our feet, our entire body is clean.
我们就更能够与主有份。
So we have more part in our Lord.
我们就能够更亲近主。
And we can become closer to our Lord.
更多地来享受主的丰富。
And to enjoy more of the Lord's blessing.
愿主的话, 继续, 在我们里面, 让我们听了, 而且可以去行。
And may the Lord's word continue to work in us so that we can walk after hearing it.
我们祈祷感谢，奉靠耶稣基督圣名。We
give our Lord thanks and pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 请大家看一下手上的周报。
If everyone can.